B-Pod Studios.
You know what today is?
Today is Halloween.
Is it Halloween?
Is it Halloween already?
This is Halloween. Halloween.
Ugh, Halloween is the worst.
No way.
Halloween is Christmas for jerks.
Halloween is the best.
Do you want some candy?
No, I don't want none of your stupid candy.
No, I don't want candy.
I just want coffee.
Give me that coffee.
Give him a good show.
Happy Halloween!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
None of us actually dressed for Halloween, but LBF, you are one scarf away from being... a character in a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Thank you.
You got your red sweater, your blazer on.
I feel like that's a high compliment.
No, it is. I mean, just man, one scarf away from saying Merry Christmas. But no, it's actually Halloween. Yeah, we didn't feel like getting dressed up.
I thought LBF was dressed as a flight attendant.
She could be. She's one set of wings away.
You know what? It seemed nice from Bob, but you're a jerk.
Yeah,
it's Halloween.
Jerks.com. They're out of jerks.
And candy. See how that
you
goes.
Got my costume.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
By the way, you were talking during Eye of the Tiger. You mentioned, LBF, that we did not mention the score of the World Series, and then we have a winner now.
Yeah. I don't know the score, though.
Okay.
I just noticed the headline that the Nationals won.
They did.
For the first time in their 51-year franchise.
Yeah.
That's the headline.
No, I know. It was 6-2.
6-2.
Yeah. It was a dramatic, something dramatic.
Oh, it was dramatic.
Something dramatic.
It was dramatic. It was in Houston, but some fun facts. Number one, this is the first time the Nationals have won, or Washington has won, since the 20s.
Uh-huh.
Right? And they didn't pay their star athlete, Bryce Harper, the big bucks. So he went to Philly for $400 million for 10 years. And then they win when he leaves.
Who cares?
Right? Isn't that great?
I mean...
Oh, you mean if you're Bryce?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't care.
I don't care. I'd be like, what's better, a championship or $400 million?
Yeah, let Bryce probably didn't lose a minute of sleep. And another fun fact.
Yeah, the first World Series ever where the home team never won a game.
That's weird.
Road team won every game.
That is really cool when you think about it. It means there's seven games.
Those crazy baseball statisticians, they just come up with them right there on the spot. It's nuts.
But, you know, they're going to start being out. The Sox really need to take a look at their payroll. If you can win, right?
Well, that's why they got Bloom.
Yep.
That's why they got somebody from the Rays.
Yeah, he's like, we can do it for less. Cut.
So let me get this straight.
Yes.
The Nationals don't pay a lot for their players and they won anyway?
Well, they didn't want. Yeah, they won anyway. There you go. Now, we don't want our boss to hear that.
Yes,
that's not good
exactly.
for radio.
I'm like,
it
that's
doesn't
bad.
Work.
No, it only works for baseball.
No, not for radio. No, radio you want to pay as much as
right.
you can.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Bigger bang.
Get what you pay for.
Yes. Okay.
Buy cheap, buy twice.
Why are we even doing this story? That was stupid.
Yeah, right?
No. You should pay everything you got. All right. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian at 6:15. What was the last temperature you had?
63 degrees.
It's got that balmy feel to it.
Yeah.
But you know what's coming, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All the leaves will be gone tomorrow.
All the leaves are brown.
Oh, jeez.
All the leaves.
Don't
know.
Sing.
Okay. I wouldn't even call that singing, LB. Okay. All right. You want to do this? Halloween.
Yeah, I do.
We have the list of the top earning dead celebrities. Now, I'll give away a t-shirt right now to anybody who can guess who last year's top-earning dead celebrity was.
Okay.
Okay? All right, so give us a guess. 617-931-1057. Top-earning dead celebrity. Is that morbid?
It's not morbid. It's actually kind of life goals.
Okay.
Or dead goals.
Dead goals.
Hashtag dead goals.
Hashtag.
Just keep earning money for your family.
All right, who was the top-earning dead celebrity last year for...
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It Warren Zevon, too.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm sorry.
It's Halloween. It's okay. We can talk about dead people. It's fine.
That's it.
You know?
And sadly, you did a cool thing, LBF, where you were saying 18% of people
hate Halloween.
Well, pretend to be done with it, right?
Yeah, they just... 82% of people say they shut off the lights, they're done, they don't even start. Some of them just close up shop early. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, John Panette, again, the late, great John Panette, had a take on that.
Oh, I go trick-or-treating, I go 8-9 hours. And they say when you don't want the trick-or-treaters to come, shut the light off. Oh, don't do that.
No.
You don't want me outside the house at 3 in the morning going, I said trick-or-treat! Honey, give them something, you're scaring the children. And you go trick-or-treat, nowadays they give you these little candy bars, like all shrunk. What is this? Let's go in the kitchen, see if we can't find something better.
That's my favorite part. Let's go in the kitchen.
Yeah. Let's see. What is this?
Those are fun size, John.
Yeah.
You can take a handful of those.
Not fun at all.
All right, good stuff. 6:28. Coming up, let's do Dirty Laundry. What do you got?
How to break up in 2 words.
Huh?
Brought to you by Meg Ryan.
Okay.
What are they next?
How to break up in 2 words.
Yes.
We'll be back in 2.
It's 2 word Thursday. Okay.
That's it.
Hey, oh, slow down.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I know what 2 words I use.
Hell no.
Oh, my God.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. And 3 cool things you should know.
Yeah, brought to you by Sun and Ski Sports, the 26th annual Share Your Warmth Clothing Drive at Sun and Ski Sports, benefiting local charities. Enter to win a Patagonia Better sweater with any donation and 20% back in Sun and Ski cash on all purchases. Sun and Ski Sports, Pembroke and Woburn locations. All right, before we find out who the top-earning dead celeb is, I know it's morbid, but we need
Halloween.
To know. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have done it yesterday.
No, we
or
know.
Tomorrow.
We are right. Inappropriate.
Right.
Appropriate.
It's inappropriate. All right. What's cool, LBF?
All right, 1 out of 5 people do this on Halloween, and it's pretty tricky.
Mm, 1 out of 5.
Brian. You know those people who are always late?
Yeah.
I have good news for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to start taking winners when we do it? See who the calls are?
Sure.
Go for it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with Jim in Pepperell. Jim, who is the number one dead earning celebrity for last year?
I'm going to say it's Prince.
We got Prince. It's not
no,
Prince.
No, but good guess.
Not bad, though. He came in at number 1, 2, 3. He was 9. Number 9.
Jeez.
Yeah, not bad.
Jeez.
Nancy.
To make money around here.
Nancy from Needham. Who is the number one earning dead celeb?
Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Nancy, come on now.
Look alive.
Look alive.
No. What's funny is I'm Nancy from Medway, but I was actually born and brought up in Needham.
Oh,
that is funny. That is funny.
Okay, because now you told me Needham, so.
Who's the dead celeb?
Elvis Presley.
Oh, Elvis at number 2 with 39 million.
Another good guess.
39
good answer.
Million.
Good answer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm totally family feuding it right now.
Bobby.
I am.
Bobby. From Randolph, what's your answer, Bobby?
Hey, how's it going? I want to take a guess at Tom Petty.
Tom Petty didn't even make the top 13. Nope, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It is not Tom
Petty. Not flashy
enough.
Doesn't have enough merch.
No, thank you, though. All right.
Doesn't have a theme park.
No.
All right, let's hang on to it. Go ahead, LBF.
Okay, so I just want to let you know 1 out of 5 people do this on Halloween, and it's pretty tricky. But what it is they shut the lights off and pretend they're not home.
Not home.
Yep.
Pretty
and
slick.
That's, you know what?
Yeah.
I do that. Well, I don't
you
pretend I'm not home, but I shut the lights
done.
Off. Well, we go. Well, I live on a very busy road, so there are never any little kids. And instead of making somebody cross the street and risk death for candy, I have shut my lights off.
Is that why?
And I pull the shades down and I watch This Is Us.
And you go to bed.
or a million little things.
Great. That's just great.
All right, but I'm not alone, so it's okay.
Okay. All right. Brian, what's your move?
Okay. Well, you know how people are always late? They kind of drive me nuts because I'm an on-time kind of person. I just like to show up early.
Me too.
It sets me at ease.
Yes, it's about me, not them.
Right. Mm. But a study right out of Harvard said people who are always running late are happier and healthier, and they're going to outlive us.
Because they're selfish.
And they have no cares in the world.
Part of it, that is part of it.
Yeah.
It's mentally healthy because researchers at Harvard said it's because people who are always late tend to have an extra sense of calmness.
Because they don't care.
Nope. They just
and the people
don't
who are
care.
Always yeah. early have an extra sense of neuroses because
yeah.
I get tense if I'm even like...
Right?
I was going to be like 2 minutes late for a practice for Lucy, and I flipped out.
Oh, man.
We're
well,
always the first know. People to a party. So oh. we'll actively stay at home. We're like,
yes.
let's stay home another
yes.
15 minutes. Then 100%. We'll go. Still first.
No. No. You're dead. Okay.
Yep, I'm dead.
Speaking of dead, Jessica... Who is the number one top-earning dead celeb from last year?
Is it Michael Jackson?
It is Michael wow. Jackson, by far. You got it.
Boy, oh boy.
Michael Jackson did $60 million last year. $60 million. So his total is down $400 million last year because they sold his estate and all that. But $60 million, he's by far number one, followed by Elvis and then Peanuts creator Charles Schulz.
What? Peanuts is number three?
Yeah.
Seriously?
All those Christmas shows.
Oh, my God.
You know,
if you don't
a,
like
it's a Charlie Brown.
If you
Brown.
Don't like Charlie Brown with it, because I don't, because I think he's very depressing, Google Drew Magary and Charlie Brown, and you're going to have the best
okay.
read ever.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
only do it if you're over 18.
Okay. Hey, Jessica. Yeah, you got it. It's Michael Jackson. Congratulations. You know you're dead celebs, okay? So we're going to give you a WROR t-shirt. Wear it proudly, please, okay? Not just around the house. We want you to advertise for us, okay?
Will do.
Yeah, well done. Brought to you by Subway. It's 6:45. All right, LBF.
Hey, here
Try
I
that.
Am.
Try
Hello,
that.
Thanks so much.
There you go.
All right, I have some Brady news for you. What star and singer lost weight and why? And but first, I just want to mention that Meg Ryan has the best way to break up. Two words.
Okay.
Had enough.
Had enough. That's it.
She, Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp were engaged. And they actually dated, broke up. And then John Mellencamp dated Christie Brinkley. They broke up. And then John Mellencamp got back together with Meg Ryan.
She had enough of John Mellencamp. What do you think she had enough of? Had enough.
Well, I think...
Had enough.
I had enough of Little Pink Houses. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He says years ago, she hates me to death. I think it's because I'm a child. I throw fits. I gripe. I complain. I'm moody.
But he's 68, right?
68 and she's 57. Mm. Yeah, you know what? I think it, like, she's Meg Ryan. She's at a certain age. She knows how to live her life alone. She's been divorced from Dennis Quaid forever. And, like, she's sitting across the breakfast table from this moody, gripey, fitty guy.
Wow. She has weird taste in guys. I mean, John Mellencamp, again, kind of a... ego head case a little bit. He's always been difficult.
Yeah.
And then Quaid.
Well, yeah, but he seemed like a nice guy. Then the cocaine.
Yeah, none
the
of
the cheating.
Yeah, that'll.
Yeah,
you know.
Then,
I mean,
yeah, no.
I don't know. She.
Yeah, she needs a normal guy.
Really?
Yeah, just a, I think.
Any suggestions?
Well, I think she'd do okay on her own.
Yeah.
You know, she's Meg Ryan.
She's Meg Ryan. She's got a daughter. She's got a son. She's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be a lonely old night.
But I just like the
I
fact
don't think
that.
So.
I think
she'll be okay.
I see what you did there.
I know.
I think fun. That had enough is a great way.
Yeah, to break up.
To break up. Just had enough.
You're all, thinking of your two
set.
Words right
oh,
now,
I'm
aren't you?
I'm thinking about my two
yes,
words.
Yes, your two words.
Mine are a little bit more direct.
I bet.
All right, so this star and singer lost a ton of weight, and he's in super fit shape right now. And it's because his daughter insulted him.
Mm.
Tim McGraw. Now, Tim McGraw is a country star, and he's also an actor. When his daughter, Grace, saw him in Four Christmases, by the way, underrated Christmas movie with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, it was a good one,
And Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
He was chubs. And his daughter said, you look big on the screen. And that inspired him, because there's nothing like a child insulting you. To
and they'll be
you
honest with
something.
You.
That is
they
why you should never...
You.
Encourage your children to speak.
Yeah.
But on the health kick, lost 40 pounds since then. And
but he is insane. No,
okay,
have you
so
seen
I've
how he
been,
looks?
Yeah, I follow him
Would
on
you
Instagram.
Like that? Would you like your husband to get that into it and ripped
no,
to the point of
no,
its an obsession?
No, because he would, A, make me go to the gym with him, and B, you'd spend a lot of time at the gym.
Yeah.
And that's
Then you'd
like,
have two words for him.
Oh, less time for restaurants.
But he, I follow him on Instagram. He started a new fitness thing. I'm like, what's he up to? He's always posting pictures of himself all being fit. Well, he's starting like a CB12 like thing.
Yeah.
And the Brady renovation holiday edition, you called this.
I thought you were talking about Tom Brady when you said
a
Brady
too.
Thing. You tricked us.
Oh, no.
You
Tom
tricked
Brady.
Us, LBF.
We thought it was
because he's
attention?
On the injured reserve. I thought maybe you were going to hit
no,
on
I'm
the
not gonna,
yeah.
No.
Shoulder.
Tom Brady. This is
yeah.
my Brady.
Yeah, we don't
Brady
care about
renovation holiday edition to air on December 16th on HGTV.
There it is.
There it is. You called it. You
too much of a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
So Tom, but Tom is on the injured reserve.
He's got a shoulder thing.
Yeah, shoulder
yeah
thing.
It's fine.
He'll be fine.
Everyone thinks that they freak out and then it's fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine. He's good. And the Bradys have a Christmas special.
Yeah, that's the Brady I'm interested in.
That's what we need.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Big house.
Buddy's heading for Woolworth and Woolco to get set for Halloween. There's costumes of TV favorites like Wonder Woman and the Hulk. There's popular characters from Star Wars. And there's superheroes like Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, and many more at bare bones prices, $238 to $417. And there's spook sticks, face pops, Hallowitches, wrapped candy of every kind, all at the favorite Halloween haunts. Woolworth and Woolco.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. What strikes
throwback.
Me is interesting about that is that all the characters are the same 100 years later.
Right? The
or
same
otherwise
ones.
Known as 40 years later.
Yeah, but yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
Good point.
Wonder
Superman,
Woman.
Yeah.
Star Wars. All of them. They all have recent movies.
But the difference was, the reason we dug up that old commercial, LBF, was back then you'd go buy your uniform, I mean your costume in a box.
In a box with the cellophane at the top.
Yes.
And it was like, ooh, and the mask would be looking at you.
Plastic mask,
yes.
Cut out little beady eyes.
Couldn't breathe.
I can still remember.
Nose and mouth.
Like the condensation
yes.
that would
yes.
build up inside the mask when you were breathing because
imagine
it was also really cold.
Remember the elastic that would wrap around your head that was usually too tight?
Yes, it
you'd
was.
Snap
behind,
it up.
Yeah.
You'd have to staple it back on anyway.
No, I did, my favorite was Batman when I got that costume, that costume back there was Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Bob, here's the thing, though. I found a picture of me from probably like, 82, 83,
uh-huh.
and I was wearing a Dracula costume. And the thing with the costumes, because not only did it have that mask and the really weird vinyl, costume part.
Yeah.
The costume consisted of that vinyl that just had a picture of whatever you were.
What like, were you? What
it was Dracula.
That?
And I'm
Dracula.
Like, I'm pretty sure Dracula, it didn't look like a tuxedo. It looked like it was a picture of Dracula
on
my
chest. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think Dracula wore a picture
sister
of himself.
And your sister was
strawberry shortcake. Yeah.
Girls, do girls still do strawberry shortcake?
No.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm sure there's a sexy strawberry shortcake out there for adults.
Oh, yeah, so what was the worst costume you had as a kid?
I have to say, I never really had a worse costume because my mother was really into Halloween, and it was like the 70s, 80s, and mom sewed Halloween costumes.
Jeez.
So my mom was one of those. She had patterns, so she made all my costumes. She made a bunny, she made a tiger, she made Snow White, she made Cinderella. I can't remember after that, but Cinderella was the worst because it was cold and it had to cover it up.
I remember my dad would smoke, and I'd just take his ashes from the ashtray and rub them on my face for a beard, right? And I'd take his hat and I'd be a hobo. And I'm set to go.
Smelled good. Add a little liquor into that, and you're like a Saturday night.
Take one of his Pabst Blue Ribbons before they were hipster hot.
I actually heard from Amy on our Facebook page. I posted that picture of the horrible Dracula costume on the WROR Facebook page. Amy, she posted the picture of her in her princess costume that she couldn't breathe because she had to put her winter coat on over it, and then the princess cape.
Yeah, that was sad, too, right?
I know,
they might be doing that today
that.
With the rain.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's going to be covered up because it's going to be
everyone
raincoat
should
season.
Go as Georgie from It.
Oh, that's messed up.
Then you're good.
But that's a really good idea. Like I need a yellow slicker stat.
Slick.
Yeah, and it's going to be raining, too, so you can get one of those little, make a little boat out of newspaper?
There you go.
Follow it down the drain.
Well, kids love being scary. Like, Brian, what is your boy going to be?
Yeah, he wanted to go scary this year. He's going as Chucky.
Chucky.
Yes.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. ROR, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Patty.
What's up, Patty? You have a Halloween memory?
My mom, yes. My mom actually made me a costume, and I know it's not PC, but I was an Indian squaw.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And she made it out of paper bags and just colored it.
That's right. That's what they used to do.
Yeah, that's pretty innovative. That's very crafty.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's good, though.
Yeah.
Did you think that was your worst costume, though?
Yes.
Because it rained?
I actually got the store-bought ones before that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, who among us hasn't made a robot costume out of a box and some aluminum foil?
I know. That's true.
Right? Yeah.
Come on.
Every kid's best present at Christmas, just give them the box to get the toy.
Exactly.
It's good, Patty. I love it. So that's it. Yeah, remember the mask? You'd be sweating 5 minutes into it, and you couldn't wear it. It'd bum you out. Then you put it on, and they couldn't hear you.
I know.
Right?
I have a problem tonight because Lucy's costume, she's a mermaid, but not a regular mermaid. Cher from the movie Mermaids, and a very lovely gentleman, David Joseph, made her the whole outfit. He's a fashion designer. Long story. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's too nice to wear outside.
Don't wish she can't wear it. Not today. No, she just keeps it.
So that's better to have the costume in the box.
Wear it around the house. Who cares? That's fine.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. I'll hide candy everywhere.
They used to cost $4, those costumes back in the day. Now, it's crazy. $60.
$60, you're right.
So, all right, so let's go back. What is your favorite or whatever worst Halloween costume that you had back in the day? 617-931-1057. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Happy Halloween. Trick-or-treating. You know, it's kind of funny that we still say trick-or-treat because I would, when the kids would come to our house, I'd say, I'll take the trick. And they got no game. Just do that tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, do that. Trick or treat. Okay.
Pulled out some sort of top hat and a bunny.
My mom. He's mean, Mom.
All right, Bud, did you have a costume story from back in the day?
Yeah, back in 1974, streaking was popular.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I went into about somebody as a streaker. I had nothing but my fry boots on, and it was extremely cold, so needless to say, the outfit wasn't impressive at all, but I did get a lot of giggles.
How old were you, Bud?
I was 17 at the time in 74. Did it in Randolph.
Wow.
Trick-or-treat streaker.
That's really
and
messed up.
How long did you stay in your costume?
We're out of it.
Not very long. Like I said, it was cold. And, you know, just didn't go over very well. But, proud of men have been.
All right, you
haven't done it since, though, right, Bud?
Well, not in public, no.
Okay, good.
That's good. There's a registry for that now.
That's good, Bud. Thanks. track that. I think that call is a 603.
Yeah, Randolph.
All right. No, all right. Hey, Jim, how about you?
Yeah, so like every kid, my mother cut my hair, and one year I kept all of the hair that she cut off. She had this facial mask that she used that when dry she peeled it off while I took the facial mask up and attached all the cut hairs to my face and hands and went as a werewolf.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Wow.
That requires pre-planning.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I like it, Jim.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. Jackie, Chelsea, what was your favorite old time costume?
Well, one time my brother was needed a costume for the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back in the 70s, and both parents were working. So I was home, and I took a big sweatshirt, threw it on him, put a pillow under him, and drew a big F and told me he was Fat Boy. And he's still haunted by that to this day.
Such a big sister.
Hey, oh, Fat Boy.
Run, Fat Boy, run.
Wow. About shaming your brother.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Wow.
All right, bye-bye. Drew an F on his shirt. Get the F out of here. Fat Boy. Jeez, can you believe that?
Yeah, I can, actually.
That was the 70s.
I had siblings.
No. You couldn't do it now, I guarantee it. It's 722 at WROR. So, yeah, take a few more calls on your favorite/worst Halloween costumes from back in the day. 617-931-1057. Then you got to have a stash,
yeah.
You know. Good luck with that. Not so much, but we were talking earlier in the show about old, you know, throwback costumes. We had a Woolworth commercial.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you'd buy a box costume box for $4.99.
It was easy.
That's it. So,
but you couldn't breathe.
Nope. Your face was smelly. Yeah, and
sweaty and condensation.
Yeah, right. What is smelly and sweaty together? That's muddy. Maybe not. Okay, ROR, good morning.
Good morning. It's Jermaine from Cambridge.
Hey, Jermaine. Hey, Jermaine.
Well, hi. Listen, my worst experience of Halloween, I really don't like Halloween anymore. I was about 7 years old. Right? I could tell you the costume in a minute, but I'm almost done trick-or-treating, and this house, this lady opens up my, I open up my pillow case, and she drops a Diet Dr. Pepper and squishes my snow cones and my Reese Pieces. I was mortified.
Yeah.
A Diet Dr. Pepper, really?
Yeah, lady.
Oh, my God. I really don't like Halloween. I'm gonna shut the lights off. Curl up in a ball and have some cocoa.
Enjoy.
And watch, like, Netflix or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and chill. There you go. All right, Jermaine.
LB, if you're not doing anything, I know you don't like to pass out candy either. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like an invite.
I'll give you a trick or a treat. It's up to you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Toodles. Wow.
Toodles.
Trick or a treat. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Don't forget. Next hour, somebody's got a shot at winning that Universal Orlando Resort trip for two when you're caller 15. Next hour, we'll tell you the exact cue to call coming up. But Tracy from Bellingham, so you got a Tinkerbell costume in the box. Old school, right?
That's very old school. They don't do that nowadays.
No.
But I lived in Dartmouth at the time. I don't know if I was 4, 5, 6 years old, and I remember seeing the costume in the box, and it had the clear cellophane on the top and had the wings on there. Yeah. And so I wore that. My mother used to keep the back of the car open, and us kids, or four kids, would jump in and out of the back of the car mm-hmm. going from house to house.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, transportation.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
In the trunk? In the trunk, or was it a station wagon?
It was like a station wagon.
See?
Yeah, it opened up in the back. And
nice.
I did the same thing for my daughter when she was a little girl. I'd open up the back of my SUV and have her jump in and out.
That's good. Slowly, though. Yeah. Very slow. Yeah.
Who needs steps?
Right, very slow.
Thank you, Tracy. That's great. All right, so Jerry Seinfeld has a great take about Halloween. And, you know, as a kid, it is the biggest day of the year, maybe of their life. Here's Jerry.
Candy was my whole life when I was a kid. That was first 10 years of my life. I think the only clear thought I had was get candy. That was it. Family, friends, school. They're just obstacles in the way of the candy. I'm out for the candy here. I'm just thinking, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. That's why you have to teach kids not to take candy from a stranger if they're playing in a playground, because they're such candy moron idiot brains. They're just... This man has candy. I'm going with him. Goodbye. I don't care what happens to me. Get candy. Get candy. Get candy. Get candy. Don't go. They'll torture you. They'll kidnap you. It doesn't matter. He has an O. Henry. I have to take that chance.
Oh,
get candy. Get candy. Get candy. So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you're a kid, your brain can't even process the information. You can. You're like, what? What is this? What did you say? So what did you say about giving out candy? Who was giving out candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy. Are you kidding me? When is this happening? Where? Why? Take me with you. I got to be a part of this. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that.
That's what it is. That's awesome. Jerry Seinfeld. I love that. O. Henry. Forgot about O. Henry.
Yeah, who would do that for O. Henry?
Wow. So that's good stuff. Candy, by the way, it's ironically, it is National Candy Corn Day, which is the worst candy. I don't know.
People are very divided by it.
My wife loves it. Carolyn absolutely loves it. She always has it from, I think, Labor Day on, but she gets it all by herself.
Yes.
All right, coming up, let's do some Dirty Laundry LBF.
The two-word breakup brought to you by Meg Ryan.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
At 7:43, and Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. Okay, LBF.
Breakups and broken backs.
Breakups and broken backs.
I'll get to the broken back in a minute, but the breakup.
Mm.
Well, well, well. Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp were engaged to be married, but she broke up with them, and she used two words to describe why, and I like them.
Okay.
She said, had enough.
Had enough.
Had enough.
Had enough. And they were done.
They're done.
Yep.
They're done. So they were dating maybe like 10 years ago. They broke up. John Mellencamp started dating Christy Brinkley. They broke up.
I forgot about that.
And then Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp got back together, and they got engaged. But Meg Ryan was like, no, thank you. Apparently, and he admits it, John Mellencamp is kind of a pain. He says that he's a child. He throws fits. He gripes. He complains.
He's 68. Come on. Grow up, dude. Let's go.
No, he's reverting now. I mean, like, it's like you only become more of who you are.
Oh, really? That's
yeah,
what happens?
That's what happens. Oh. It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah. Can't wait.
I mean, look at John Mellencamp can't even help himself.
Yeah,
so they are broken up, which means that they're both...
Had enough.
I wonder who John Mellencamp's going to date next, because he really dates beautiful, beautiful women.
He does pretty well.
I mean, like, his second wife was a model. Then his third...
Is Christy Brinkley available?
Well, no, she broke up with him already.
Yeah, well.
And so, and Meg Ryan, so I don't... he's going to be fine, so will she. Okay.
Sure.
The other thing I really wanted to bring up... Kevin Hart, you know how he got into that awful accident?
Yeah.
And he broke his back in three places, and he just released a video about his recovery and all the physical therapy he has
did
to go through.
Did you see the car?
I did see the car.
I mean,
it was
just
mangled.
The
yes.
top of that thing off.
You saw the engine.
He's lucky
was like,
to be alive.
I know, he really is, and he really, he's saying that. And the video, he said that the accident was what he needed most because he was moving too fast and doing too much. He's looking forward to an amazing 2020. He said, basically, you realize you're not in control. No matter how much you think you're in control, you're not in control. And at the end of the day, it can be over. No kidding. It looked like grueling physical therapy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a scar on his back and all that he has to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, slow down. Smell the roses.
I like it.
You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that is it. No, that's what I got for you.
Well, Kevin's on the phone. Not Kevin Hart.
Oh, really?
Kevin from Chelmsford.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Kevin. What's up?
Hey, not much. Back in the 70s, I was in high school, these guys wrapped themselves up in tinfoil. It wasn't Halloween, and they dressed themselves up as Martians, and they were running back and forth on the Tewksbury-Wilmington line. And it made the front page of the Lowell Sun because people called it, they were aliens.
Are you serious? That's awesome.
Yes, well, it was. I know two of them, but I don't want to mention their names.
Oh, come on.
Are they still?
I can't do it on the radio.
All right.
There you can.
That's funny. See, that's what Kevin, but seriously, that's what we're talking about back in the day. You made your own.
I know. There was no internet. You had to do fun
I'm
stuff.
I am a robot. Wacky tenfoil. Good stuff, Kevin. Thank you for sharing that. All right, 7:46 coming up. Well, just about an hour from right now, somebody is going to win a trip for two to beautiful Universal Orlando Resorts, okay? We'll give you the cue to call coming up within the hour.
Exciting.
Put this phone number in your phone as a contact. We can be friends. 617-931-1057. Then listen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For the cue to call coming up. Okay, here is your three cool things. What do you got, LBF?
The middle schoolers in Weymouth did a really fun thing for Halloween.
Nice.
Impressive.
Okay, Brian?
Kids, don't worry because it's raining. I'm going to tell you how to get the most candy ever on Halloween.
Oh, I like that. And finally, we'll tell you who the top dead celebrities are from top earning dead celebrities.
Whoa.
Yes, exactly.
Wanted to do that all day.
Yeah,
it's sometimes it's a good career move. We'll tell you who was number one. It really was. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the kids at Abigail Adams Middle School in Weymouth took Halloween to next level because they did a lip dub of their medley of spooky songs, dressing up as characters from Hocus Pocus and the Addams Family, and they lip synced to Old School, I Put a Spell on You, Thriller, and This is Halloween.
That looked great.
The video is so great.
Where can somebody see the video?
Well, we'll put it up at WROR.com.
That's awesome.
On our Facebook page.
And our Facebook page also at WROR. Hey, give us a like. Okay, Brian Bell.
All right.
Here's what you do, kids, because also I'll post this list at WROR.com. There are a lot of communities that are postponing Halloween because of the wind, mostly the wind, and a little bit of the rain. It's going to be kind of gross out. But if your town is not postponing Halloween, you go out trick-or-treating tonight.
Yeah.
Some communities are postponing till Friday night. Some are postponing till Saturday night. You can go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 3 days of trick-or-treating.
That's smart. That's
so there
great.
You go.
Mom and Dad would love that, right?
So the whole list is up. You can see which ones are Fridays, which ones are Saturdays. Go. All I ask is send me a couple of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, that's the least they could do after that tip. Yeah, a high wind warning in effect from 11 tonight till 8 tomorrow morning. It's going to be crazy as far as the wind goes. So it'll probably kick up as the kids are out. And lastly, the last cool thing, your number one, according to Forbes, top annual list of earnings for dead celebrities is Michael Jackson at $60 million.
Wow.
Wow. $60 million. Elvis was number two at $39 million.
But he's still been dead longer, so I feel like Elvis wins in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
smaller circle of
family.
It's
an equation, yes.
Yeah, because Lisa Marie gets it all. The Jacksons, it's, I don't know, he's getting all that.
They're fighting
crazy.
About it.
Yeah, they should be.
I think it's the plaintiffs that get it mostly.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, in this case. We'll just leave that right where it is, okay. Brian Bell. Thank you. All right. We will not touch that.
Well.
No. 828.
That was MC Hammer.
Yeah, go ahead. That's right. 828, and coming up before 9 o'clock, somebody's going to win that trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. Flights provided by Spirit Airlines, 4 days, 3 nights. Listen for the cue to call. All I can tell you is it is coming up real soon. But first, LBF, your super smart 60 seconds. You ended with a trick question.
Well, it is Halloween, trick
it was,
or treat.
Yeah, it was good.
I asked how many witches were burned at the stake during the Salem witch trials.
And our player is just throwing numbers out. Yep. She couldn't guess.
Nope.
The answer is?
Zero.
Zero. Why?
Oh. Because they were hanged or pressed.
Pressed. Not burned at the stake.
Not burned at the stake.
So Bill from Salem is on the phone with some more. You got some more details on that?
Well, I just wanted to give you a little better explanation about the pressing of an accused witch.
Okay, good.
Yes. I can't wait. Yeah. Tell us.
All right, so his name was Giles Corey, and he would not confess to being a witch. And the magistrates were really frustrated about that, so they decided to press him. They laid him on the ground, they put a door in his chest, and they piled heavy field stones on the door. They figured he wouldn't last long because he was 81 years old.
Mm.
But he lasted 2.5 days before he was finally crushed to death by the weight. And
he must
the
have
only
been a witch.
Thing he said during the entire ordeal was, more weight.
More weight?
Wow.
Yeah.
He wanted to go.
He wanted to show him.
Oh, wow. That's dark.
I still prefer I still prefer that over burned at the stake.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. I got to go to Salem.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I want to learn more about
today
pressing.
Would be the day.
Well,
any more stories?
If you do, take a tour on the Salem trolley.
Okay. Oh, all right. I will.
Are you the trolley guide?
I'm one of them.
Oh, that's great.
I love Rockefeller's, though. That's a great restaurant.
Oh, he's yeah.
Oh, we've got 60 of them.
Yeah. I like Finn's. Pickering Wharf. That's awesome.
It's a good
one. Hey, yeah, my wife loves these tours. She'll go at any town we go to.
I love
she
them.
Wants
they
the haunted
teach you
tours.
So much.
You know what? You do get some history out of it.
Feels like
that's true. I never know people were pressed.
Yep, me neither.
They were steamed. I didn't know.
Well, thanks.
Thanks, guy.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
I prefer to be pressed. Thank you. If the options are burnt or
I
pressed.
Like steamed. A good steam. Nice.
You look good.
Good for the pores.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, if you're in Salem today, ask for Bill's trolley guide.
Burnt at the stake dries out.
Yeah. Well, then you go to Rockefeller's and liquidate. I'm sure that's fine.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay. You heard the cue to call. Let's go to the phone. WROR, hello, who's this?
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Good news
Hi.
For you. You're caller 15.
Hi. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
You got it.
Oh, my God, my son is going to be thrilled.
Ooh, your son?
Oh, my God. I've been trying and trying and trying.
Love it.
And nothing.
You're taking
like,
your son?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Debbie, you're taking your son with you?
Yeah, I am taking my son.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's going to be 16 Monday.
Best birthday ever.
Well, congratulations. What's his name?
Alex,
you guys have won a trip or two to Universal Orlando Resort. Flights provided by Spirit Airlines. You're going to stay at the new Universal's Endless Summer Resort. It's the Surfside Inn and Suites.
Oh, so exciting.
Yes. Flights provided by Spirit Airlines. Hey, get the Spirit. I think you did. Okay, Debbie?
All right. Thank you.
She shook.
Congrats.
Yes.
I know. She's been trying and trying.
I know.
It's been crazy.
Debbie from Nashua, what is the number one station to wake up to?
WROR.
Good job. Are you hang on, Debbie? So that's our fourth of 10 winners. More to go tomorrow. We'll give you another chance to win one of these trips for two to the Universal Orlando Resort. With flights provided by Spirit Airlines, it's the easiest contest to win. You just have to be caller 15 when we tell you to call. Doesn't get any easier than
that. No, it really doesn't. Okay? We're very nice.
We're almost too nice. And we're fun size. Aren't we?
Well,
no?
Okay, fine.
Too much? Okay. So for the time, so you know exactly when to listen, go to our website. Check it out there, WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.